Welcome back to the Irish Impaired Podcast. If you're Irish, it's episode 43. If you're Australian, it's 33. I'm sick of repeating that.
See you story, lads.
What's the crack, boys?
He's left me hanging last week.
I think they have a gig and owes the podcast an apology.
Right, lads, look, I have to say, I owe you an apology. I have this friend that listens to every episode and she was hinting at a shout out. So it was Natasha Crumpton's fault that I wasn't here last week. So there's her shout out and there's my ghetto jail computer.
Well, did she feed you full of drink the night before?
Ah, she crashed in me gaff and we were bleeding partying and then, yeah, I was way too drunk to drive. I went to bed at like 4:30. And I just couldn't get in the car.
I seen you earlier in the day at your daughter's birthday party.
Yeah, it was good crack.
Yeah.
See that spot down in Maylands? It's like a water park. It's like a playground with water features in it. But the kids
having the best time.
It's deadly and it's free. Two little small water features and then two big playgrounds. That's the second year we've had Heidi's birthday there.
That place been there for years. Ali, when she was like 2 or something, I used to bring her there.
And it's spotless.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great spot, yeah.
It's a great spot. Well, that's what I said to Lindsay. I said, we'll just go back there again. It's free, like.
Yeah.
You could easily charge people a couple of dollars to go in there.
Because it's kids at that age, they don't need much. And the weather's so good. Parents are just sitting around chatting, having a drink and yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was. It was a savage spot.
Right, boys, we're back. And we want to get into the biggest talking point in Irish history. The Devonish in Belfast. We're a few weeks late, but we have to chat about it.
It was madness.
The Devonish, right. I never knew what this was all about until you actually posted a video up in the group chat, but fucking fair play to the Devonish boys.
the Devonish bonanza.
Right, let's get a bit of a backstory for people that don't know about it. So it's a group of male dancers from the UK and they attended a venue in Belfast. I think it was around Valentine's night, but it was on the 17th, so it was a couple of nights after Valentine's. And it's just a group of male dancers who perform a few acts and it got a bit out of control, apparently.
They get the big flutes out.
There's some weapons on them. My God, some weapons on them.
Not let your board or wife go.
Did they not know what they were getting themselves into? Is this the first time that these lads have been recorded?
I think the women just got out of control that night and stormed the stage, apparently. That was the headline. Stormed the stage.
Yeah, but the lads came out fucking freelancing, nothing on but a pair of socks.
That's part of the show. If you go into it, I read the story and that is part of the show. They come out, that's what you're paying for.
So they come out, they're big flutes, they fucking walk around the venue, they slap her off all the boards sitting down. Some of the boards get out of control and they start fucking opening them out and letting it slide in there. Something like that, isn't it? From what I'm seeing.
But you ever see in a night out and girls with a bit of bleeding, Rihanna comes on and they all think they're bleeding. All the girls think they're black, basically, don't they? They be shaking it and twerking it and all. And that's fine with a few bleeding glasses of rosé, but that was madness. Yeah. That was madness. Imagine that. I seen one picture of a granny. She's about 70 years old holding on to some fella's tool. The length of the thing. She was holding it like a watering can. Standing there. She was so happy with herself.
It's like, Dancing Bear.
Madness.
Some people know what Dancing Bear is.
I seen a few of the things were, a few relationships and marriages were called off over it. So you think it's enough to call off a marriage?
I don't know. It's definitely a fucking get out of jail.
How many
would you even let your board go to something like that if she said she was going?
I don't think anyone knew though to the extent how bad that was going to get.
To be honest, if my board was saying, "Yeah, I'm going to this show with the girls," and you're obviously going to say, "What is it?" and it's like, "Well, it's these 10 black lads coming out swinging that."
Well, they're not 10. There's a couple of blacks, but they're all most of them are white.
Were they? Yeah. It doesn't matter what colour they are. That just describes the length of them.
But for people listening that doesn't know what this is, how are they going to see the video that we've seen?
Yeah, I don't know. It's on the news.
I think it's going around to WhatsApp groups at the minute. And we're not going to post anything, obviously, for legal reasons, but it just...
It's a single women's show anyway.
Oh, absolutely. But it just showed, lads get so much stick for stags and and strippers and all, and it just showed women in a different light.
These women are probably at home moaning Monday to Monday, not giving your man a hug or nothing when he comes in and walk, and then she's out there getting getting dick slapped. Oh man, it was crazy. It was crazy. Is it worth breaking up, ruining a relationship? I don't know. Like, depends on how you feel. Depends on what the situation is.
Do you know what it is? I was just thinking about it on the way up here because I knew we were going to bring this topic up. It's the embarrassment of all your friends knowing if your missus was there and she's in a video and they never mention it to you, but you know they know. And it never comes up, but you know you're probably getting slagged behind your back.
But boys, these things, like, there's been shows where my board went with her friends and it's all male strippers and these shows that like all different girls go to, but like I'd never heard or seen that and like what that goes on there, you know. But who knows? Who knows?
Look,
what the
we've
fuck
been
goes
at
on there?
Like a good few skimpy parties, like where there's been a skimpy or two.
Have you?
And there is. Well, my friends have allegedly. No, but you know, there's zero touching. Mm. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's zero
touching. That's what I want to get into. Like, that's what we seen was like, that's outrageous.
Yeah, if that was a lad now grabbing out of a board, he'd be arrested.
Arrested,
he'd
yeah.
be done. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just madness. Girls get away with murder. Seen this picture the other day of this board, and she's in like, she's in fucking activewear, but her arse is pure sticking out. And this little 5-year-old's just right behind her, and he's staring at it. And she put it up and was like, I think I changed this guy's bleeding opinion or whatever, you know what I mean? And I was like, fuck me, if that was a man there now with a woman or with a baby girl, it'd be like, what the fuck? That's just like borderline bleeding paedophilia, like.
I was thinking about the, not thinking about, it looks like I'm thinking about the Devonish all week. See when you're going in, see when you're going in for an interview for to be like one of them dancers, is the obvious question, you have to take off all your clothes, you reckon?
To get, no, to get, just to make get sure part. You have a big flu.
I'd say, I'd say size matters in that job. Yeah, 100%.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I sent them a CV.
Now, when I watched the Dancing Bear on Pornhub, they're not all fucking...
What is the Dancing Bear?
The Dancing Bear. Same thing, it's just like private party, load of boards, and then whatever, male stripper or a couple of them come in, and he just goes around dancing and shaking it in front of all the boards, but some of the boards will end up grabbing it and fucking... trying to clean it with them out, basically. Jesus. Yeah, the Dancing Bear.
Yeah, the shame. The shame. Or is Devonish a big place? I don't know.
Yeah, it is now.
Devonish.
I've never heard about it before.
What's it already called? The Devonish Boys?
No, they're from the UK, but Devonish is a place in Belfast.
The Devonish
So the boys we're talking about, who are they?
They're from the UK.
I can't remember
what
the name.
What are they called?
I can't remember the name of
it. We don't know.
Oh, I thought they were called the Devonish Boys, the way we're talking about them. Yeah. Pleasure Boys or something.
Pleasure Boys. That's
XX.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, the boys were afraid to admit they didn't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's bleeding crazy. The women bleeding swinging out. But there's one board on the stage. She stormed the stage and then she's on her back. She's literally getting slapped in the
face.
We
can always put the video up on our Instagram page, but like, block out the fucking...
Carrie Morrell would never allow it.
Loads of emojis everywhere.
Emojis everywhere. Oh.
She's speaking of Morales.
Well, Gary's not here tonight.
Gary Morales
so
just
access.
After contacting the page. Nah, he's not around today, but yeah. Folks flew in the other night, so he says he's pretty busy.
Really?
Some quality time with the folks.
Boys, get off this topic of fucking big flutes and all that kind of stuff. The Devonish Boys or the Pleasure Boys of all you girls are interested in knowing who these boys are, whatever. Anyway, so I was sitting around a campsite there last week. And one of my friends, Adele Larkin, I'm going to just name and shame her, but there's nothing to shame about anyway. But she's looking at me, she goes, are you wearing Skechers? Like Skechers, right? And they're the most comfy shoes you can get. I was like, yeah. And she goes, that's an old man's runner, that shoe that is. And I didn't know anything about it, but would you wear Skechers?
No.
No, I didn't know there was a Skechers thing where like...
Definitely not.
The type of people wear them.
I do think that they're good for your posture and your back and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, my old man wears them.
Yeah, they're made for your posture and they support your heels.
You're at that age now where comfort matters more than style.
Yeah, comfort, it's style as well, but I'm all about comfort, especially... I got them off for like... the gym and running and all that kind of stuff.
But that's what they're for.
£200 for a really good comfy pair of Skechers.
Mm.
But like, I just thought they're like Asics or fucking any other runners.
I couldn't wear Asics either. And, but you know why I wouldn't wear them? Because I don't go to them shops. I just go and get Nike or,
I know, yeah.
Or
but I wanted to buy a pair of runners specially for the gym and comfort and running, yeah, and all that kind of
and
stuff.
Let me know. Are you
and
still
I didn't know
them?
There was a thing about Skechers that like...
Oh, they're up there with Crocs.
Like, you have to be old to wear them by the sounds of what she was saying. And then I thought back in December on the bow party... wearing the same Skechers. They're nice ones. And some board goes, are you wearing Skechers? And I was like, yeah, look at the state of the Oaks you're wearing. The door to them, go home, throw them in the washing machine. But
do you ever notice that with, I find, this is probably back in Dublin, I find it's more of a posh girl thing. They're always wearing dirty Converse.
Yeah, I know.
You see these boards walking around any with filthy Converse. I'm like, fucking hell, go and play and wash them things.
Any runners that are dirty, you can't stand them.
That's a style thing though as well.
I think it's a style thing. It's a terrible style.
Show them that you've had them for so long. Like,
nah, poxy. I'm not into it.
Me finding out about Skechers being like an old person's shoe, it's not going to stop me from getting another pair because they're that comfy.
Are you still wearing them?
I only wear to go to the gym or that. Yeah.
But are you a bit self-conscious now that someone else, this
couldn't
three times.
Bollocks.
Three
couldn't
times.
Give a bollocks. And I have a pair. My ma got me them.
I know that you lose the bit of your mojo now in the Skechers.
$160 flip flops because they're so comfy. My ma got them when she was here. I was in the shop and I tried them on and she knew I liked them. So then she bought them as a present for when she left. She was here. I bought you them flip flops that you really like. Man, they're the comfiest flip flops you'll ever wear.
And we know.
Go to the gaff now and bring them out.
When someone says something's comfy, they must be ugly.
Yeah.
You know, if you're explaining something by comfort, they must be ugly.
And just to paint the picture, Dottie's wearing no shoes today.
Yeah, Skechers are they're for training, aren't they? That's what
comfort,
they based
for the older gentleman.
For the older gentleman.
It's not going to stop me anyway.
But I don't know, Dots. You're losing a bit of yourself.
Paddy's Day next week, boys.
Paddy's Day next week. Lindsay was telling me that they put up a post, and I'm just going to take credit for it. Coming from the podcast, but it's probably not. But they put up a post somewhere. I don't know where Lindsay's seen it, but they said there's going to be more shaded area and there's going to be more for kids to do, like hopefully less cute.
Where are you talking about?
In the Oval.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because got a bit of a doing over last year, didn't I? A few people weren't happy.
Mainly by Gary Morrell, myself.
Oh, yeah, you were going in hard on it.
We weren't going that hard.
Pretty hard.
But yeah, that's what Lindsay said. They're going to have... more shaded areas because it was sunny as fuck and they had like 4 or 5 days, like they weren't gazebos, they were big shaded areas but they were squashed, everyone was like trying to pick in a corner, like so yeah, it's good to
I
be
think
here.
We're going to JB O'Reilly's this year, I think, for the first, just bring the little one, dress her up. And
speaking of JB O'Reilly's, there has been a couple of people have pointed out that Irish Impaired podcast stickers.
Who's doing that? Someone's
popping up.
Someone's posting stickers everywhere.
That person.
We want a vigilante to stay a vigilante.
It's
hold
like,
on a second, lads.
Do you remember the 98 FM Fugitive back in the day where he'd ring and he'd drop hints? He'd ring the radio and he'd drop hints, and if you could find his calling card or stuff, and then you trace your way to him, you win a prize. But yeah, I heard a couple of them stickers were in JB O'Reilly's.
Just before we get carried away, I want to promote your gig next Sunday on Paddy's Day.
Paid advertisement.
Yeah, we're all Irish lineup DJ next week in the Geisha, 8 o'clock start Sunday night.
It's going to be deadly.
It's going to be unreal.
I was going to go to it, but I fucking got asked to walk. I had an RDO on Monday, but then I got asked to walk, so I'm like, fuck, I'll go into work.
Just come down for a few hours.
Nah. I'm not going to lie, I like going out and having a good time. I don't like being on a curfew.
Oh, we know that.
I just seen last week.
I was sitting outside, I was actually in your driveway last week. I didn't want to come in and bother you. And I was chatting to Morrell and then we cancelled the podcast, obviously. But that's the first time that's happened, so.
Oh, you actually sitting outside in the driveway? Yeah.
I knew Joe was
going to
be
you should
there.
Have come in. We should have tried to do just
I know, that's what, that's what
that's
I was afraid of.
Well, I was telling the boys earlier that I ended up sitting in the studio, turning on all the computer and all that, and then they didn't rock up. So I sat here then and started making music. I didn't group up my seat for hours after that, and it was a good little motivation thing because I got a new track made, and they gave me that little kick up the arse to
keep it going. A blessing in disguise. Joe could have been your lyricist. You could have got him in to sing a few vocals for you.
Speaking of vocals, prepare me wedding speech at the minute. Not going well.
In terms of what? Like, are you happy
the
what
format
you, what
of it? Yours? Like, who? I want it to be. I don't want it to drag on because it's me, and I don't want it to be too short either. And then I'm just trying to find the right balance. But I know Morel's obviously talking before me, so I don't know if he's going to...
He talks after you. Best man talks last.
You sure?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not what I heard. No.
The best man talks last.
No, the groom talks last.
Well, we're in a different country here.
The best man talks after the groom, I'm sure.
Yeah, the best man talks...
I done Morel's.
Sure.
Yeah.
Best man speech at Morel's. But Morel done that thing where they drop the mic. You know, he does that.
And was he not last?
No, he was before me.
Well, then you can't drop the mic.
I don't know. I can't remember, actually.
No, Morel was last, I.
No, maybe, I don't know.
Deco went last on mine. The best man. And then at my brother's, I was last because I was his best man.
That's what I thought in this. But
just Google it. It's traditional, but you can do it whatever way you want. Who the fuck are we to tell you what way to do your wedding, like?
You're just after telling me.
But what I would say is I was worried about how long you're going to talk for, and I felt like I kind of rushed through mine. I would have liked to take a breather.
How long did you talk for? 11 minutes, was it?
Yeah, but I didn't fucking take a breath. So I would recommend taking your time.
Yeah, talking about taking breaths, I think I burst my brain during the week. Swear to God.
Only a week ago?
No, it was actually a week and a half ago. And so I was training Wednesday week ago with a personal trainer, and we're going heavy on the hack squats and all that, loaded up the way, and he wanted me to do 20 reps, and I'd done it the first time. The second time it was a killer. I only got to 10 and I wanted to give up, but he wouldn't make me give up. I couldn't even get the oxygen into me. I couldn't I pushed through. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in the gym. I managed to get to the 20, but I couldn't breathe and get that breath in. I couldn't. But as soon as I re-racked it, I just fucking got this mad, stabbing, instant headache. And like, it put me down, it did, and had to go to the toilet and get sick and couldn't even train afterwards. And then took it easy the next day because I still had the headache. But it happened 4 times in the last week. So I had to go see a doctor twice over it. And on the Thursday I seen the doctor for the second time, and he sent me to get an MRI. He did.
On your head?
Yeah, on my brain. Something happened that day in the gym, and then I'd done it 3 more times after that in the gym, all from lifting heavy stuff. So he says to me, don't lift anything, don't do put your body under any pressure until we get these results. He said it could be, he doesn't know what it is, he said it could be an aneurysm, which is which is swelling or a blood vessel, like ballooning of the blood vessel. And if that ruptures, it could be fatal or whatever. But it was scary, it was. But it all came down to that moment when I was in the gym and I couldn't get that oxygen into me because it was putting my body under mad pressure. But
I can see Eric Maid now with his fist in his mouth.
I know.
Oh, bro, why didn't you get me to train you? Who's this gobshite you have training?
No, I just work with these other lads in the gym, and we all kind of work together, you know. But he's one of the personal trainers. There he is. It's good. I enjoy it and all I do. But
you want to go easy, mate?
I know. Well, I need to, but fucking I was listening to something the other day. It was a different podcast, and they're talking about like, it's mad how far, like, humanity have come on, and they can do anything these days. They can replace any body part, you know. And there's me thinking, if my brain is burst, can he do fucking brain transplants?
You would end up buying one off Marketplace.
Anonymous participant.
Imagine that. A little brain in a jar.
Imagine getting, like, a brain transplant for, like, someone else's brain, and then just being, like, all of a sudden then you have someone's thoughts and someone else's memories and all this shit in your head, but it's you know what I mean?
That would be mad.
It'd be
actually,
mad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Do you think that would work?
I don't think that's the only one. They can transplant hearts and lungs and all that, but I don't know about brain, but...
So, that's weird.
Because all your nerve endings are connected to your brain.
Yeah, that's mad. Imagine getting
You'd be
else's
a completely
brain.
Different person if you had someone else's brain.
Yeah.
Different accent as well.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, you would actually, yeah.
You're like, look at the state of them Skechers. Who the fuck used to wear them? fuck that, mate. You want to go easy on
oh, yeah, I'm having to
take why would you trained. Do 20 reps of the heaviest possible lift?
I don't know, but he was like, spot me and guide me the whole way.
Was he doing the exercise as well? Or did
no,
he just...
I was just me, yeah.
Sounds or, like a me head thing to do.
Yeah, when I think about it, it kind of fucking was, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry for a second. Back to the speech, Joe. Have you got people? You obviously have people you want to thank, and you want to tell a little bit about yourself and Helen.
Yeah.
The gist of it, more or less.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's more so about Helen.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Mate, go for your life. Honestly, what I would say though is, don't be afraid to fucking stand in a mirror and say it out loud, because it's all right writing it down. So even you don't speak in front of people. It's fucking hard.
That's a chant of the DJ yesterday, and he was saying to me, what most people do is they'd start dropping the microphone when they're talking, yeah. And everyone keeps saying, turn it up. And I said, no, you just bring the microphone back to your mouth.
I just kept coursing because I was so nervous. I was like, I'm fucking. And that's like just an impulsive thing. Like.
How many? Did you count how many you done?
I should get the count, and I'll have to watch it back. I'd say it's up there over 20, like.
Well, Joe, the amount of times I've told you to put that bleed mic to your mouth, because I'm the only one that wears headphones around here that can listen to us.
And then stop breathing.
Stop breathing, Joe.
So are you writing it down? Have you written it down? No, are you taking notes on your phone?
No, I'm going to try and speak for like kind of have it in my head and then just go with it. Just like four big topics, kind of four big people I want to talk about. Yeah. And then,
so have you wrote it down?
No, not, it's small bits, but no, summarize the kind
if
of
If you
no.
think of little nuggets, I would write them down and then just fresh over them. Like
When I was doing Morel's speech, I wrote the whole thing down, the whole speech, but I memorized it, the whole thing. Before I got up and actually said it, I could actually read fucking three or four A4 pages out of my head. Like I memorized the whole thing, but when I came to doing it, I choked after a fucking about six sentences.
Public speaking.
But I had it in front of me then, so I was able to look down at it.
Public speaking, man, it's not easy.
Do you think the day as well, the day that's in it, you change your mind about certain things? I don't know, like the vibe of the day might change and you're like, oh, I don't really want to.
No, I'd say fucking pour your heart out. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Definitely. You're only going to do it once, like, so just go for it.
That's what I said to Helen. I said, listen, this is the last time I'm getting married.
Depending on how you behave. But yeah, that's it's a hard thing to do. And especially when you're being really honest with like you're expressing yourself, you know, it's very difficult to just stand up there and pour your heart out like.
Yeah. I know the nerves are gonna it's the only thing that's making me nervous about the day itself, but yeah, I get through it. It's not the end of the world.
If I was you, I'd let Gary go last. Get yours in and out. You know what I mean? Leave it on to him then. It's gonna be a beast.
See. Yeah, hopefully it's good.
It's gonna be a good day. It's Mother's Day today or in Ireland.
Oh, that's right.
Mother's Day in Ireland.
We all make our phone calls later, do we? What time we all get up at? All asleep now, aren't they?
Yeah. I was going to ring my ma on the way, but I'll ring her later.
It was my ma's birthday the other day and I just rang my sister, text her and says, look, I'll send you money home. Will you get my present for me? She goes, yeah, no problem, just send me that and I'll cover Mother's Day as well. I didn't even know it was Mother's Day. Nice one.
And it was International Women's Day. What's the crack with that? Do we have an International Men's Day, no?
I don't think so.
Friday after work.
someone posted something up about something about International Women's Day. And then someone wrote up saying, just so you boys know, there is an International Men's Day or something like that. Some date or something she looked into. And I wrote, as James Brown says, it's a man's world. Every day is a man's day. And fucking loads of boards start backlashing at me. Oh, but they know me. Like, you know, I'll just fucking talk and silly rubbish.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're all stupid days, ain't they? They have Black History Month. There's
probably a plastic bottle day.
There's definitely a world, what's it called, like Save the Ocean kind of day as well, isn't there?
Yeah, Environment Day.
Environment Day or something like that. It's probably Environment Week. What else was going on? The referendum in Ireland. Do you know anything about that?
Nah, didn't hear anything. Didn't hear anything, mate, to be honest.
I've seen loads of people saying vote no, and they're right, like just go against the government. That's what I think, but having a clue what they were talking about. So we're not a very informative podcast. We're kind of just on snippets.
Yeah. So, any questions, Heidi, lads?
Heidi was three last week, and she calls me. She just calls me David, flat out. Like,
yeah. Does
like,
she? Yeah?
Like I'm a bleeding housemate. It's just like, I come in, oh, hi, David. Do you want to come and play with me? I'm like...
That's what Lindsay calls you, though, isn't it, Ron?
Well, not really. No. Like, Lindsay calls me Dave, but... We don't really say each other's names. So, I mean, you're in the house. I don't know how often Lindsay would say my name, but just flat out.
Usually when they're angry.
Yeah. At 4 in the morning. Get the fuck to bed. You have a podcast in the morning. But yeah, she's flat out calling me David, she is. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. She'll grow out, though, will she? 3 years of age.
Yeah, you see a lot of people calling the Mara, da, whatever, fucking that by their names, and anytime you do hear it, it's a bit weird to hear. It's like, how come you're not saying Mara? How come
I call my mum and dad Joe and Ann.
Do you?
I've done for years, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I call me dad Wacker. Well, I call him Paddy, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Joe. I
call him dad, but when I'm talking about him, I'd probably say his name, but Heidi calls him Paddy.
Yeah.
And then she calls me Ma and Nana. Yeah, that's a weird one, isn't it? You just call your man, how you doing, man? That's random as fuck. Do you remember last year, this is like going back, but do you remember last year the ATMs in Ireland were giving out free money?
Yeah.
That was mad. Oh, I was at home for that.
Yeah,
it was mad.
Did you get in?
I never went, but we were driving. I remember we drove down and the fucking queues, and we were like, what the fuck is going on? But I think it was Bank of Ireland. They were just giving out, like, if you had nothing in your bank, you could stick in your bank card and take out €400. Like. People going
were
down.
These people, I think I was talking to my dad about that, but he was saying, like, the people, it's on record, like, of all the people that took money out.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting it for free.
Yeah,
like.
But did he have to end up paying it back?
I don't know. What if you have no money? You know what I mean? If you're collecting the social welfare is cash, is it?
I don't know. Is it? I doubt it.
They collect it from the post office, don't they?
Yeah, I know, years ago. I don't know about now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But do you know what I seen yesterday on Instagram? Morley Gales had their, it's like an end of season, must have been like a boat party. It's the boat football teams. And I'd be curious to know, is there many couples that come from that cross over? So I mean, from the male to the football side, another away in Melbourne and all together. Like, would there be many affairs in that group and all?
I'd say that them Melbourne Sevens wouldn't be far off the Devonish show, to be honest. I'd say it goes off over there. A couple of our mates went over and they said it's just a big party.
I've seen a few of the clips, yeah. Like they're in that big tent and all that. It looks good. It looks good, cracking.
You know how the blading cultures get as well. Like they get loose.
I'm sure there's a few doves in there as well.
Sorry, what were you saying about the Melbourne Mall?
The Melbourne Seven. So every year they have like a tournament. It's seven-a-side, is it?
Yeah.
It's a seven-a-side GAA. Is it Camogie as well? No, hurling and
Camogie. I think it's just football.
It's just football, yeah.
Yeah.
But they do women and men's, but like all the Irish that play GA all over Australia go to Melbourne and they participate. But the two Perth teams won it this year. But it looks like some crack.
It does look like a cracking weekend.
Yeah, it does. It's just hectic. It'd be like oxygen in football boots or something.
Do you think different groups, though? Do you think the GAA crowd are a lot different than the soccer crowd in terms of going out? Do you think they're a bit more wilder? Like, do you see them doing a lot more dancing and all? I don't know.
Honestly, and I don't mean to keep harping on saying culty this and all, but I honestly think country folk are just, when they get out and get a few onto them, they're just loose. They're just wild. The lads to be out there, tops off, collars up, the whole lot. They're just letting loose in their brown shoes.
Fergal from Mayo.
I'll end up getting a box in the head in an Irish bar somewhere.
Heard you talking about was Mayo, lads.
You have an Irish and Perth podcast, yeah, boom.
What'd you say? I'm Joe.
That's gas that we think everyone knows us. You know, like our names and all, then we get that message a few weeks ago. Like, no one knows who you are.
You
need to start promoting, like... I thought you were him and he thought you... I remember that message you got about being... I didn't know that. He doesn't look like that guy at all.
Yeah, about me voice. What does that mean, though? How can you picture someone
You know,
with
do you ever
voice?
Listen to someone on the radio and you build up an image of them in your head? You say... It's even a girl's voice. And next minute you say, oh, I bet you she sounds unbelievable. Like, I bet you she's pretty.
Turns out to be a man.
Pretty. And then she's like, not pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I deal with... I have to ring, like, fucking concrete... I order concrete like every day, and I have for like fucking 6 years. Every day I'm talking to the girls on the, they'll ring me to confirm tomorrow's job because I run a concrete precast business.
You stop, advertising, will you? That's your second one of the day.
Run concrete just gives a show. But yeah, the boards that ring me up the day before to confirm tomorrow's jobs, like, they all sound lovely, but I've no idea what they look like at all. Don't you know?
Sometimes so. It's good not to know, not to ever find out. Have that image in your head of.
I'm sure thought he'd show up one day and blow them away. Like, jeez, I wasn't patroning you.
Bet you they're thinking some old fella's talking to me here.
Yeah, then he'd show up. They'll see him head above the counter. Say, jeez, he's good looking. Then look at his feet. Like,
oh, I'll see them and say, sorry, I had to put the Skechers on. I'm gone.
But see, that's why I done that little fucking joke at the start about the 33. Because when I'm in TAFE and I say 33, every time they think I'm saying 40. No matter what Australian,
have you not learned over the years to?
I have. I
pronounce
say, that's why I say
understand.
30.
Yeah, but it sounds so wrong when we say it, doesn't it?
You know what I mean?
I think everyone understands you in life when you abuse them. If you're giving out to someone or you call someone names, they'll understand.
I know.
That.
Yeah.
But you might say something like in work, and they'll say, "Sorry, what? Pardon?"
Do you ever see Billy Connolly saying that the universal term of fuck off is just, it's universally known. He's like, you could meet some little Spaniard and you just say fuck off. He knows that you're telling him to fuck off. Like, Do you know what annoys me? And I've been saying it to Lindsay for ages, and there's probably friends that do it. And I'm not singling anyone out here. Now people call the relationship an anniversary. And this has annoyed me since before I'm married. You know, when they're like, oh.
Yeah, my missus used to do this. And I don't like it either, I agree.
And they say happy anniversary. And then Lindsay's like, but it's a yearly thing. It doesn't mean it's a marriage thing. I'm like, but what about when they get married then? Are they going to stop celebrating that anniversary? Yeah.
What about all them other anniversaries gone to waste now?
Yeah.
Because
we have to start off as a marriage anniversary.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. That's, your marriage is your anniversary now.
Yeah.
So you're...
No, but if you're with each other 10 years before you get married, so you have 10-year anniversaries, and then like 40 years of being married, you should be able to still say this is our 50th anniversary.
No, because you're not going to get married on the same day that you got into a relationship 10 years ago.
Yeah, but
you could just say we're 50 years together.
Yeah.
50 years together, 40 years married.
No, technically, you and Lindsay are only together 1 year.
9 months.
Well, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's not. It's like, until you get
just
married.
Just posting for the sake of posting. I know. Again, I'm going back to like statuses on Facebook and stuff. But even lads like happy anniversary, babe. It's like, it's not your anniversary though.
Yeah,
you haven't done anything. Like,
Dottie, have you any plans to get married?
Oh, well,
take me time, lads. Take me time.
Well,
I don't have the money.
I do.
Tell you what, it's not fucking cheap. Well, it can be as cheap as you want it to be.
I know that, yeah. It's
next subject.
This is all going to be cool. How about that weather?
But yeah, the anniversary.
Let's talk about money. Like, what's the best money you've ever spent in the last year or whatever, in the last few months or couple of years, and why?
The
best money you've spent in the last whatever.
Oh,
that's a good question. Something where you're like, yeah, that's value for money there.
I'll tell you mine, it's a good one.
Roy, you tell me yours and I'll think of mine.
YouTube premium subscription.
Yeah.
Best money I've spent in the last whatever.
Much is
I've
it?
Always, because I've
Mate,
always had
it's
like...
$17 a month.
What?
It's about 12. I'm not sure now. It could be 11 or 12.
I'm pretty sure it's gone up to $15.99 or $16.99.
Because I, like, for years and years I've
You don't even know the DoorDash are taking money off, you see. You don't give a bollocks.
Yeah. So for years and years I've been watching YouTube every day and that, watching ads and all that. And then I... finally changed over to fucking YouTube premium, but because I pay Spotify, SoundCloud, Splice, all these other different music platforms and all that. It's a lot of money every month, but then I bit the bullet and got a YouTube premium.
So the only reason you're paying for that is to cut out the ads.
Yeah,
cut out the ads. Yeah, because I watch them more than that, and I do.
Does it bother you that much?
I've got Spotify and I've got YouTube premium since the summer. I actually so it was Lindsay's granddad's funeral. And you can't get the funeral song. It's Garth Brooks. You can't get it on iTunes or Spotify. They're all remake copies. I don't know why. But you can get it on YouTube. So I paid for the premium to have it, to play at the funeral, so as the adverts wouldn't come on. Do you know what I mean? And I just kept it. And I do like it. The adverts, see when adverts come on now, like...
It drives you mad.
Yeah. But that's where they get you.
Yeah.
They get you. You're paying for bleeding impatience.
Yeah.
But, so that's your Porges. I had something.
See,
there.
I think because I pay for it now, I use it more and watch it more. Like, watch all the whatever random videos. It doesn't have to be music related or anything like that. Just anything. But that, yeah, I end up watching a lot more of it and spend a lot more time on it than anything else, really.
So do I.
Because I pay for the premium and there's no ads.
So we have obviously the smart telly in the gaff, and I just watch, I stick podcasts on the telly, like. It's great, it is. That stick the football with Gary Neville and Roy Keane.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Very
it's
good.
Deadly.
And you know what? Just to spoil on that, Roy Keane put up a thing the other day. It was brilliant. Three things that are overrated. See what I said? Parties. Smiling,
yeah,
and fireworks.
Fireworks are pure random.
I don't know. He has a case for all of them. No, I like
fireworks are poxy unless you're at the proper fireworks show.
But do you think he did? He was clever though. Smiling's different than laughing. Like smiling, you kind of have to do it sometimes. Like, but where it's four, like, it's nearly like it's an act that you're not really. You can do it to someone and just give them a fake smile. Laughing is different. You can't help yourself. But
I
laugh.
Think smiling is infectious, though, and I don't do it. I feel like I don't do it often enough. You know, if you smile at someone, it's kind of it's there's a warmth to that. Like it's like, Jesus, he's a happy chappy, isn't he?
But that you can hide it as well. Like people can go around and say, oh, he's always smiling. You know, they say, oh, geez, he was always smiley, kind of.
Yeah.
But the fireworks.
Oh yeah.
And parties. He's right about the parties. Do you ever go to some parties and it's just like
house parties?
But sometimes they are too noisy. It's different. You went to a party there last week, was it? It looked good, like the music and all looked good.
It was a deadly party we were at.
Where?
Mildy's 40th.
Oh yeah, that was brilliant. That was different. House parties. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like going back to someone's house in the kitchen or whatever, just staying up all night. You know.
Yeah, I don't like staying up all night, but it's so easily done. Like it's
before
you know it, it's bleeding 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Like,
the hours just go by.
If you're having the crack,
I'd rather
that than a pub, to be honest.
Go back to your one. What have you spent in the last?
I don't know. I do have something at home, and I can't fucking remember what it was. I
don't see you using your drone as much.
Yeah,
no, I am going to bring it to Leaderville next week though, because I wish I had a.
You're trying to get that voucher again.
Yeah.
So the Irish pray doing vouchers.
What's the story with the drones? Because I'm mad to get like a good drone, like spend a couple of grand. I don't have a couple of grand to spend, but if I did, I'd love to buy a drone and just whatever, fly around, make videos. But would I use it? No, because you don't use it as much as what you hope you did.
No, I kind of knew, like, I still enjoy it for the moment, but, like, you don't, unless you're in that game, I think, of being a photographer, like.
Or being a creep.
Or being a creep, yeah. No, look, it's good, like, I don't regret buying that. It cost me, like, fucking $2,200 or something, I think it cost for the whole rig, but I don't, like, I love it. But I don't use it that often. Like, if people say, "Would you recommend getting a drone?" Like,
I was going to ask you to bring it to the wedding and get a few shots. But I know it's annoying as well.
We can do that for you, no problem.
No, I know. Think about it though. You'd be.
Sounds like you just asked me.
No, but it would have been a good shot because of the Swan Valley and all and everything in the background. But I know it's going to be annoying. No, it will be annoying. So
no,
that's why I said
a couple of photographs.
No, but I said to Helen, I said, "No, don't even ask him."
You need to decide what you want though, because like obviously. You're going to have a videographer, you're going to have a photographer. So Helen's walking up the aisle or whatever it is, entering the venue. You don't want a drone there.
No,
Even though it will be a class video, the noise of it, would bug everybody.
More so thinking about the last group picture. That was it. But then I said, that's a lot of hassle. And then...
Joe, you're beating around the bush here. If you want me to do it, I'll do it.
You're just standing up at the groomsmen with a remote control behind your back.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, you know, when... You're trying to take photographs and you want to be involved in the photographs. Even when we went to the beach that day, you know, I'm like, yeah, and you're running around, you're fucking chasing.
That's what I mean. And it's an unwanted stress as well that I don't think you need. But listen, if you want it.
No, I will. I'll do that for you.
No,
mate.
Don't.
It's okay. I'll take on the unnecessary stress.
No.
I don't mind.
No, because this is going to give you the option to turn up late now. Oh, I was getting the drone sorted.
Well, I didn't know you were bleeding staying at the Vines the night before. All news to me.
These are questions you have to ask.
I'm pretty sure I should have been told as part of the party that the whole squad was staying up in the Vines.
Ah, no, that wasn't like that.
Sounds like it was.
No, it wasn't. Because then you've been like, no, let's chat about this after the show.
No, let's air the dirty laundry right now. We're gonna box your head in. No, right. I'll bring the drone, but I'll tell you it's right. I brought the drone to the beach on Christmas Day and it was rammed. I actually never even looked at the videos. That's another thing I do. I bring a place and I don't even check the shit. But the lifeguard, right, this blade mall cop comes running. So I had a sitting right. It was about 2 meters high. It couldn't hit anybody, but I am aware that it's illegal. Like, you can't have it in a congested area. You have to be like 30 meters away from public spaces that have people in them, right? And had it sitting right in front of our little gazebo, and I was going to make a video of everybody sitting there, and this blade lifeguard comes running. He's only about blade 22 or 25 or whatever. He comes running up and he's like, who owns that? And he couldn't see me. I was sitting in the gazebo. So I just started hiring it up and and then I backed it off. He started chasing it down the beach. So I sent, I'm not lying to these boys, I put this thing about 100 meters.
Did he pull the lasso out?
I put the thing about 100 meters up in the sky, right? Like an airplane. And I sent it down south of Trigg. Sent it south of Trigg. And he's running down the beach after it. And they were like, oh, he's chasing it. And I was like, well, he's never going to catch it. Like, it's fucking miles in the sky. And he ran all the way down. So I left it down there. And he's bleeding radio on his mate. And his mate comes driving down in the car. And then I walked to my car, out to the car park, left it down there. And then when I was ready to put it in the car, I flew. You swear I was running from the police. and then I flew it over, like, on a diagonal towards my car, back up to where we entered the beach for our dips. And I put it in the car. Next of all, one of the girls ringing me, he's coming up the hill. I was like, what's he going to do? I was like, I was half panicking, but then half saying, what am I being an idiot for? Like, what's he going to do about it? But yeah, I put it away anyway. So they are illegal.
It's probably if he did, it's probably a fine, is it?
What
is the fine? Yeah, well, you're not allowed to have them, like, within.
So when you open the drone box, right, the first thing that you'll see is a big yellow warning list of rules,
right?
And it's like, no public places, no fucking around houses.
We see them all the time. Well,
yeah,
not all the time,
people don't give a bollocks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I actually opened mine out in my back garden, and they're pretty high tech, like, and I hooked her up to my phone or whatever, and then I went to fly, and it was like, you're in the radius of the airport, because I'm not far from the airport, and it says, are you a licensed pilot? And I just clicked yes. And then then it was like, please enter your license now. So I just clicked exit and just turned it off. I was like, I couldn't fly it outside my house. Like,
really? It won't even fly?
It wouldn't fly. It wouldn't take off. And it showed you this like grey circle on the map that's like
Why is that not, like, it won't let you up at all?
No, because there's airplanes flying over the house.
Yeah, but like, what's stopping it, darling? What is actually...
Well, there was a lad...
There'll be GPS
technology,
team.
Just saying, no.
Fucking high-tech yokes they are, man.
See, it's mad way to show you that when you open your box after purchasing it. Like, here's the places you can't go.
Yeah, and
public's
pretty much
everywhere.
We were in... I don't know if it's called the Burden. We were in... beside Father Ted's house, this thing beside Father... It was an open mountain range, basically. It's all hard rocks. Some blading walker. He was the only guy in the whole blading town. It wasn't a town. We were out in a field. He was like, bro, you know, they're illegal. And I was like, oh, really, are they? Acting stupid, like, as I always do when Karens come along. And I was like, oh, are they? He's like, yeah, you get a serious fine for that. Like, you're not allowed to have them around here. I was like, there's nothing here. There's nobody here. Like, I'm not doing that. But, yeah, there's busybodies around.
There's different rules, isn't there, back at home compared to here about the drones and all?
I'm not sure, but I know that there was a guy, I was reading on the Sunday World, that there was a guy, he was up in court for flying at the airport. I don't know. I'm sure you can jailbreak them. Like, I'm sure there's ways around.
So you're allowed to do football games and whatnot with it?
You're not allowed.
Where can you use it? Like, what? where's the selling point here with this?
It's just scenery.
This is it. Like, it's...
It's just don't...
It's kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge job, isn't it? Like, just, yeah, you're not allowed to use that over there, but... Coffee, I love.
Yeah, now that you said Karen there, what's the male equivalent of that name?
It's not what we're saying on the internet.
I was going to say Dave.
Well, that's what I've been saying. Remember, I was telling you.
Well, I've seen that going up on fucking Facebook, that same question.
Yeah,
and Dave seemed to be the Karen of Daves, or the Karen of men.
But where's the statistics for that, like?
It's there. The data's there.
Where's the data? I want to see it.
Yeah, but explain to what Karens are. For people that don't know, because it's an Aussie thing, isn't it?
No, it's an American.
Karen's universal.
It's universal.
Everyone knows it.
I wonder, has the names dropped off, naming your child Karen? I'd say these Gen Zs, like, I'd say they pay attention to that.
All our names are going to be gone. your name, my name, Gary's name, all dying. Gary, there's no, hasn't been a Gary named in 30 years. Like, there hasn't been a Joe.
No, I did read that in the UK, Gary was like dying off completely. Like,
they're all
John, names. John would be one dying off rapidly.
They're bringing back John, right? They're bringing back John, but J-O-N, like a fancier name without the H.
Oh, really? Eh?
My mate's granddad's name is John, and his dad's name is John, and his name is John. And his dad was saying, "No, you know, you have to name yourself." And he was like, "No, nope, not doing it."
Yeah, all his mad names John. Come in. Like, Zabilia.
I like when they bring, when someone brings back an older name back into
it. MC's young, Frank.
I love that.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant.
And at the time, he was like, "Yeah, Frank." And it hit me straight away. I was like, "That's an old man's name." But now he's just Frank, you know. I think it's a great little name.
Frank, or like Frankie, he'd probably be when he's...
Yeah, well, we've got a mate whose son is called Frankie as well. That's his actual name. Like, yeah. But yeah, Franco. All right, Franco. But yeah, I had the drone up at East Perth one day and I was recording the game and the fucking battery started dying on me and it was dropping on the pitch, right? So
Does that not come back to you automatically when it hits like 5% or whatever?
So at 25% or 30%, it'll say you're too far away now, we need to come home. But like, I can cancel it. So that's what it's done at the football game. It says you should stop flying and start making your way home. Like, but you can cancel that fucking whatever. And so I cancel that and I'm trying to record the game. And it starts dropping. Now, it's not falling out of the sky. It will land. So it starts to land. And next of all, there's a match on up the other end of the pitch. And this is landing in the 6-yard penalty area. And I'm heading up towards it. And next of all, this woman comes from over the hill and starts running after it. So, sorry, we were actually near the corner flag, right? And I'm trying to get it off the pitch as it's coming down. And she starts running towards it. And I was like, what's she doing?
She got running onto the pitch.
She started coming down the side of the pitch and started running towards it. And she's on the pitch then. So the drone is dying and I'm bringing it away from her, so as it's coming down I'm bringing it on an angle towards the goalkeeper and she's running with her hands out like she's chasing a toddler and I'm like, hey, don't do that, it's going to cut you, like cut the bleeding finger off you, like. And then I ran up and she couldn't catch it because I had it pulling away from her. So I got there before her and I picked her up and she started lecturing me like, do you know these are illegal and all, my kids are up there. I wanted to say, nobody's looking at your ugly ass kids. But I was just like, were you there, Joe, for that, when that happened? And there was two girls, Caitlin and somebody else was there, and they were like, he's recording the game. I says, I had the club crest on. I'm recording the game. She's like, this is illegal. I'm calling the cops and all. Because there was a playground over the hill, and I'm like, fuck off, will you? But I was nervous, like I didn't want that to ring the police and have the police come and fucking like I would
take her little drone away in handcuffs.
You know what she
get a tow truck in for the drone.
But she would have been ringing them up saying, fucking have a fella up here recording kids.
That's,
and that's all
there. Yeah, and that's what she was more or less getting at, you know what I mean? And I actually stung her, so I showed her. Because when you go on to...
Was she part of the football? Was she there watching
it? No, she was a woman up over the hill, and she was literally over the hill through a bush. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't even facing them. So I said to her, look, this is what I recorded, and you can just see all green. It's just all football, and there's not even a sight of like the playground or anything like that. And she didn't want to know. She just wanted to moan. Yeah. I was just like, oh, get out of me
proper
face,
Karen.
Will you? Proper Karen.
Yeah.
And that's what Joe said. She should have said, sorry, Karen. But I actually seen a home then. So you're saying the rules are different. They're delivering field at home now with drones.
That's why I can't get my head around that. Like, I'm not saying it, but the fishermen use it at the beach. Going back to what you said, fishermen use it to drop the bait out.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to use them at the beach for certain... Now, it's probably quieter beaches.
Yeah.
Did you ever see them?
Drop the line out.
It's cheating. Like.
It's absolutely cheating.
They can drop it out a kilometre and pull it like backwards.
So that must... I've never really looked into it, but I've seen it. They must have like a claw.
Yeah, and it's just... And then just you just go out and release it out there. Yeah.
Have you seen the field getting delivered at home?
I've seen some videos.
That's already up and running at home, is it?
Well, I've seen videos on the internet of dubs. Like, it's a dub recording. It's saying, here it is now. Here's the field. And this bleeding... big monstrosity of a yoke pulls over the house and it drops the bag down on a wire. It's madness. The wire comes down, they're about 50 metres in the sky.
Yeah, how much field would you get into that bag?
With the bag of field, drops it out the back garden, it drops it. Like, I could just see some lad like grabbing that wire and yanking that thing down or something. You know what I mean?
Imagine ringing the place. Hey, where is this fella? I just checked out. Look, he's above that tree. He just pulled in for a minute.
He's either hitting a lamppost.
Yeah. But I couldn't imagine it like having two. Like, imagine it trying to deliver a fucking 3 litre carton of milk or something. You know what I mean? They wouldn't be.
They're pretty big. These yolks are not small. Like, they're bleeding. They're probably about a metre in diameter. Like,
is this coming in now where they're literally getting rid of employees? Like, that's doing people out of jobs.
Oh, for sure.
And like in the supermarket.
The first restaurant in the world opened up, but no people working there. It's all robots. A place in fast food joint over in California.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but it's a very forced restaurant where there's literally no employee, no people there. It's all robots.
I wonder if it's a nice field.
I know it's a takeaway joint anyway, like a McDonald's place.
Do you know what industry they'll never get into the construction industry? I know they will in some segments, but they'll never. The amount of times you go into work and you forget something, you walk back and pick something up, or you have to do loads of work, like, you're never going to be able to get a robot to do all that stuff, like navigate around a site, falling over things, or like, do you know what I mean? Or like communicating with people on site and everything like that. It's like, you're never.
Unless they come up with new ways of building the suit robots, yeah, you know? Maybe. Like I'm saying, unless they replace concrete with fucking something else, which is probably not going to happen.
They are. They're fucking the AI robots that they are building these days. I have seen some stuff online and all. They're getting pretty, like, fairly similar to humans, what they're going to be. And that's now. Imagine, see the amount of the technology, how far it's come on in the last, say, 30 years or something like that. It's just boomed out, it is. But imagine in another 30 years, like, it's going to be, do you reckon it's going to be like 50 times more advanced than what we've done in the last 30 years? Like, it's going to be massive scale.
And that's because of what Gary was talking about before. And because the AI is teaching itself. So it's complete, it's constantly puzzle solving. So it's like, in its own brain, it's like fucking connecting the dots for everything.
Do you know what I think it'll be? I think it'll be a case of, everyone will have these headsets in work. Just say you're an electrician and you're working somewhere and you're talking to a guy in the office, and I say, all right, show me where you're at, and you put it on, and
Apple
he's there. I know that's already around, but he's there in the room with you watching you do everything.
Did you see the Apple Vision, the new VR headsets? I know, have a look at it when you go home on YouTube.
Like, I'm saying bringing it into the workplace. You know, like in work, show me where you're up to. There's thing at DOSing anymore in work. Everything's going to be.
Them Apple Visions are unbelievable. They are like the shit that they do, and the way you can contact and you can be in the same room as, like, say your parents at home. And like, if they're wearing one and you're wearing them here, it's like you're sitting in the exact same room looking at each other. It's mad. Yeah. You want to check it out when you go home?
I'd say that would fuck up after, like, if you're doing that for a few years. It would fuck up your emotional state, wouldn't it? Like, if you think you're sitting there with your ma, but you actually haven't given her a hold in 4 years, but you're like, ma, this is great, isn't it? Sitting here having a chat with you.
Look, imagine we didn't have, like, video chats now. Living over here all this time, only hearing the voice on the phone, like, every now and again. But, like I said before,
we talked
about this. I'm always on the video chat to my ma and da, like, at least once a week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it does, it makes some difference.
Especially for the kids.
Yeah.
You know?
I seen Ali in that picture the other day. She looks so grown up.
Yeah.
Which picture was this?
Picture at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that myself.
Yeah. It's just like, jeez.
What was I going to say? I seen this video of a robot yesterday. The first male robot. Of course it's a male. It is, right? The first male robot in.
Released on Women's Day.
It's over in the Emirates somewhere, right? But your woman's interviewing it. Next of all, he touches her arse. His fucking hand comes out and he just grabs her arse, and she turns around and she's like offended by it. You know what I mean? This is a normal, like, a human being talking to a robot, and he just puts his arm out and grabs her arse. It's like, what the fuck? Proper malfunction.
Go back to what we were chatting about a second ago. I was thinking the other day, you know, it'd be a great app to have in your business and all. Like, going back to sleep, if your sleep was recorded by your boss and he had access to it. So just say you're up all night, because myself and Helen are up at the minute, like, couple hours sleep a night.
You can't track all that stuff.
But, like, I mean, in the workplace, just say, I only got 2 hours sleep last night, and next minute Gary rings me, said, listen, Joe, no, you can't come into the on your app. It's not like, because there is lads that spoof about it as well and say, oh, I never got a minute all night. You did, but you're just, you're tired from the weekend or something. And then, but this app will track. I know it's there already, that. But imagine you tied it in with work and you were like, no, you can't come to work today. You're like, you haven't got enough sleep. I think it'd be health benefits would be good as well.
Yeah, well, that's all but these. You think about the negatives, like
all these. Chips. I know there's ways around. Like lads are just staying up partying.
Yeah. All these chips that they want to implant to people, like fucking who knows? In 50 years, everybody might have a fucking microchip in them, and it just tracks everything you do.
Yeah. I seen Jordan Peterson talking about in China. I only watched the last night. In China, if you jaywalk. Yeah. They have your fucking, he says they have your blood
that's
type, your facial
that's
recognition.
That's been out a while, social credit system.
Social credit system. Yeah. He says your social credit score goes down, and if your social credit score goes down below a certain point, you can't use vending machines. Yeah. You can't get served at the bar. You can't get into like, go to fucking the Leisureplex or anything like that. That's madness.
You know what, that's doing away with court dates, everything. That's just like you jaywalk, your number comes up, they just take that money from your bank account. That's like, you're like, but it's like, punishment, like it's just instantly.
But that's madness.
I know.
It is scary. I don't think.
Do you think on this podcast we always go down the same line of thinking? We talk about the Irish Empire, then we go into little stories, then we're back to AI, and we're talking about Paddy's Day.
So I was in TAFE. Funny you say about AI. I was in TAFE there a few weeks ago, and we were doing tests. And
TAFE. What are you going to TAFE for?
Doing a carpentry apprentice.
All right, really.
For the last 4 years.
Yeah, I'm 3 months away from being finished. But anyway, I was in there and you're doing tests, but they're not like, the teachers don't, they're not like tests that we know them where you have to sit there for 45 minutes and you can't take out your phone or a book and you have to know the answers. If you don't get it right, the teacher will kind of lure you into the answer. He'll help you and he'll guide you. Or they'll even leave the room. They're not that fussed. They just want to see you put pen to paper. So I was there with one young lad. And I says, I can't fucking remember the name of this bleeding thing. And he goes, bro, I'm flat out on Snapchat AI. He says, I've been just typing in every question. Just AI has the little robot, you know, the little yoke on Snapchat. He's just been asking that. I was like, fuck, that's a great idea.
Really?
So I just started typing it in. But they give you long-winded answers. But I was just like, fuck, that's what people are doing now. They're just typing into AI.
People, that's what's silly about school in a way, isn't it? You know, when we get onto, you get into the work site and all, there's always someone going to help you. Like, you're never going to be going to a job by yourself. Listen, that's all yours. You just get
you
that.
You learned in college, you know now.
Get that roof on. Yeah, you should know this. You did this in your second year, third year. Like, there's help everywhere, and it's always like discussed as a team, as opposed to when you're in school. Like the stress young lads now, and we were all under it as well. Exams years ago. Remember exams in sixth year and all, and you're like, right, get in there now, say yourself, don't be looking around. Yeah, thinking that it affects everything you're going to do in life. If I don't get this now, I am a waster. And you go home and show your parents, oh, well done, you got a B in that. It means nothing.
Oh, yeah. I know he said that to my nephew. He's doing his junior now. I was like, look, you need to do your exams. You need to stay in school because you don't want to go into the real world until you have to. Like, stay in school, do your leaving cert. But he says, the junior cert is irrelevant. That's, and my mum was like, you can't be saying that to him. He says, no, it fucking is irrelevant. All that does is decide what class you're going to be in fifth year.
Yeah.
And he says, don't be stressing about it. Give it your best and fucking.
What school does is throws out competent employees. Send us into the workforce. Like, be good,
yeah,
be quiet, follow
instructions.
Because
you're structured for getting up out of bed.
Follow instructions, get up at time, stay till the time you were told to
make
stay.
Make money, pay your
and
taxes.
The crack, how many friends did you meet in school? Like, the crack in school is unreal. Like, because you don't give a bollocks.
Teachers had a, especially for the likes of you, teachers had a hard job, in fairness. In Irish schools growing up with 20 like young, I know they're not all wild, but there was wild lads in school. There was lads that were like how are you supposed to learn? Someone's explaining something. And lads are.
Boys, we were in class one day and one of the lads jumped up in the middle of the class. He's arguing with someone in the class and the teacher and all there. And we were like, we were in the, there was a couple of prefabs. You know the prefabs? They're like fucking, you know what they are.
Yeah,
the prefabs out the back of the school. That's where our class was. One of the boys jumped up out of a seat and ran down the back of the class and just drove his head through the fucking plasterboard wall. Put his head through the wall, like. Oh, man, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Our class was fucking wild.
The class is still going on. He's just stuck in the wall.
He put his whole head through the wall.
Yeah, you're right, though, Joe. I wouldn't be proud of the stuff I used to do in school, but I look back now and I'm at this age probably older than the teachers I used to have. They were probably mid-20s, late 20s, you know. And like, I've seen teachers break down crying in class because of myself or a couple of others. And I used to say to, and I, you know, it's fucking, it's because I was such a smart arse. I used to say things to them like, what are you going to do about it? You can't hit me. And you know, and they'd be like, you little bollocks, I just want to slap. And they're usually young women, like. I was like, I was never proud of that looking back on it, but.
When
just, did you have that one teacher that you fancied?
I had a few of them. I had a few teachers, but I didn't have any respect for them. I had this.
Oh, was there always that one teacher that had wore a low cut top on Leo's, and that you'd always try to sit up the front and hope she'd bend over and all?
Yes, miss. I'll get the television.
We all have that. We've all had that one.
But yeah, if you're a primary school or secondary school teacher in a community school, you're gonna come across some blackguards.
Yeah.
Like, and just like. I was wild when I was young, but I was always a little bit afraid of my ma, so I never pushed it too much. But I went to school with some mad, like you said, your man put his head through the wall. So there's some mad bastards out there, like.
I still have a memory, like a very clear memory of being in school, and geez, we would have been only about like 7 or 8, and there was one lad, I can still remember his name and all, and he was on top of this other lad. Your man had his arms locked, and he was sitting on his chest just smacking boxes into the nose, with blood everywhere, all over the place. 7 or 8, this was.
Yeah.
And I remember the uncle getting up and running over to the principal and just crying and holding on to the principal, all the blood all over the principal's clothes. And it was it's still so clear now. Like, that's the way it was.
Them old traumatic moments.
People getting stabbed in primary school, like, and all.
Yeah.
I remember another lad got stabbed with scissors. It was bleeding nuts, it was.
Yeah, that's what you get in the bleeding community schools. Like, you get walks of all sorts. Like.
When did that stop? Our dads would have went to school in a time where you would have been getting a slap. Like, you would have
I can remember fucking, same again, being young in that same school, my primary school. I remember the teacher put my hands out across the table and fucking lashed it with a wooden ruler.
Hit you?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. I can remember putting my hands out, and then there was another time where a teacher, I was messing with someone in the classroom and not paying attention, and then he told me to read something in the book, and I couldn't read it, but I was laughing at the same time, and we're all like, got to be messing around. He came and grabbed my head and started like, read the fucking thing, and started smacking my head into the book. So me and a couple of other people out of the class had to go up to the principal and report him. And then he came up to me.
Four snitches.
Mr. O'Donnell, his name was. I don't know if he's even alive now or not.
Yeah, we used to have drunk teachers.
He came up to me the next day or later on that day after we report him to the principal, and he's apologising and all. But I was afraid to go home and tell me Mara was, because I thought in trouble and all, you know.
Yeah.
But I think I told her years later after that. Like,
would you accept now today a teacher doing that to your kids?
No, I wouldn't. No. Not a chance.
You'd drive your car through the building.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let anybody, if you don't put your hand on your child, you're not going to let somebody else. Even that now, if you're seeing someone, and I think every mother has a right to hit that child, and that's just because the way I was brought up. Mas aren't really that strong, you know what I mean? And children can be bold. They deserve a little slap every now and again. But if you're seeing a man manhandling a child, or even a fucking a young teenager, you're like, hold on a minute. Like,
that time when that teacher was bouncing my face off the book, like bouncing off the table practically, I'd say I was about bleeding, probably about 11 or something like that. And he was an old man. He was like, probably in the 60s or something like that.
My principal reefed me a few times, but my ma was friends with him in primary school. Like, you can't get expelled from primary school. Like, you just do whatever you want. But my ma used to get called into the office, and she'd go in and she'd have a smoke in the office with the principal. They'd be in there smoking while I'm sitting outside. But the principal, he tricked me one day, right? I was real bad in 5th and 6th class, and you know the microphones, the system that and David Gay can come to the office or whatever. Well, you can reverse them so you can talk back to the office
with
a flick of a switch.
Yeah.
So that's what our class done. The teacher flicked it back so that the principal could hear me giving her stick, and the principal came steaming in. I was giving it to Billy Big Bollocks. Again, she was a young woman. She was probably only 25, 30 years old, and there was no need for it. Like, I was wrecking ahead, and the principal came in and ragdolled me out of class. Get out of this classroom now. Reef me. My ma didn't even care. My ma told me to do it. Like.
That was the fear years ago. It wasn't even, it was the way they walked. You know when they quicken their walk a bit and they're walking towards you, and you know they want to hit you or slap you, but you know they can't. But still the fear of they could wipe you out in a second if they wanted. And then...
Here, that same teacher had done that to my face He was one day he was trying to show everybody in the class like what to do if somebody was choking. And he got bored up and he stood behind them. And see this part here, like this part here, he's like, get your hands around here and like press into this area, which is like literally just under your rib cage, like center your upper body. And he could do this and then just like do this. And he fucking hurt the young one, he did. Like she was crying and all. He was a fucking mad teacher now that I think about it.
Oh, he was at home there. Oh, he was at home in the summer. And I was in the pub and one of the lads came in, Alan, right? He came in, he sits down with a bleeding tray of chicken wings out of Chinese, and next of all, he's like, and we're looking at him, and I'm like, you all right? This is like a bleeding Tuesday or Thursday or something, evening, not many in the pub. And I was like, you all right? He's like, I started ward and started hitting him in the back, and he's like, next of all, he's full on choking. So he went outside because he was panicking, and then me and my mate went out. My mate's hitting him on the back, and I'm like slapping the back off. I'm like, give me him, grabbed him. He's only a small fella, and I gave him the Heimlich. And next,
you know, called the Heimlich.
The Heimlich, that's what it's called. Right. Yeah. I gave him the Heimlich into the fucking bread basket, and I've laid him. Oh, next one, chicken bone came out of him. He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that? And all, he was like, he couldn't believe it. He's like, you're not the same in my life.
Like, fucking. What was he sucking the wing? And it just,
I don't know
down.
What he was doing. He had these little these little fucking chicken wings. And the owner of the Chinese drinks in the pub, and he came in and he's like, hey, I fucking choked them on your chicken wings there. And your man's like, oh, very good, very good.
Didn't know
what he was saying to him.
More? You want more?
Oh, it was fucking gas, it was, man. Yeah, it's good to fucking know those little things, though. I've seen videos of fucking, I'd be afraid of the kids choking.
Mm. Ali fucking choked on a plane on the way home from, was it Dubai or somewhere like that? Just me and her, and two of us were eating a food, and she just touched me on the arm, and then I just looked, and she was choking that much, she couldn't get any air, so she couldn't make any sound at all.
And I
looked at her, she's only about 5 or 6. I looked at her and her face was purple. I jumped up and I was shouting, and the whole fucking plane had to like turn around to see what was going on, and just smacking her on the back. I was panicking, and that's all I could kind of do, was smacking her on the back, and she was pushing, but a big huge lump of chewed up chicken came out, and then she just bawled, cried, but the whole plane was going, what's going on there? And Jesus, it was very, very scary moment it was.
Do you ever have a drink around and you kind of inhale at the same time, and do you ever hear people went down the wrong tube?
Yeah.
Did you ever get that? It's bleeding horrible. Imagine that with a fucking chicken bone or something.
Do you remember we were coming back from, I think we chatted about it briefly, but, and you're selfish as well. We were coming back from the stag, and there was a young lad having an episode across from us, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And in your head, you're like, I remember the girl saying, oh, I might have to go back. And in my head, I'm, oh no, I can't go back. I mean, you're tired now. Yeah. But you're like, the poor fella. Like, yeah,
I thought we were going to have to stop off and
having
an
epileptic fit, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was like, remember they said, is there a doctor on board? And like, it's,
do you know what
we didn't talk
about on that flight, Joe, because it's been a topic of this podcast since the start. You were more or less asleep as soon as we got on the plane. My chair was right the way back. How long did it take you to notice that? And then how long were you thinking, this cunt is fucking taking my space? As soon as we got on the plane, Joe had his eyes closed. I was like, fuck him. I just went straight back because he was directly behind me. Just went back on the chair straight. Then I looked back a while later, he was awake. I was like, I better give him some room here.
Beside the two monks.
See, you were talking about epileptic fits, just made me think of this. I started watching Kin the other day.
Yeah, watch it.
I didn't know, but for anyone that doesn't know, you can watch it on SBS.
It's a good show.
SBS.
It's not as good as Love Hate.
That's what I was going to ask. Is like, a lot of people were saying like Kin is better, or some people saying Love Hate is better. So far, I'm only 7 episodes into the first series.
It gets better.
It's slower, but it's more believable.
I think it's less believable.
I thought Love Hate was better from the amount I've seen so far.
In terms of
the,
like,
actors in this.
Every now and again, they drive around. The main boss of the show, whether it be the woman or someone in the family, they're driving around with 250,000 in cash in the boot of the car. And then they're taking her out at their front door.
The actors don't look gangstery enough or something like that. They don't sound or something.
But that's what I mean. That's what they're portraying, that not all, they're not all like from inner city Dublin. Do you know the type of way they're basically making them out that they're intelligent gangsters.
Yeah.
That they're living in the nicest part of Dublin so they don't come under the radar.
They're right outside the Aviva, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what
I mean. And I'm like, is that believable? Would the government allow, if they're already aware of them, allow this fucking family to live by the Aviva Stadium in a fucking high fenced house? Like,
I have an unpopular opinion about love hate. I didn't like Fran.
Really? I thought Fran was great.
I thought there was.
Do you know what I loved about Fran? He was the one that he sounded like he was from Dublin.
I thought he was overselling it because I didn't listen to him in his normal voice, and he's like, he talks really well. I thought he was oversold. I thought Elmo was a lot better, and I thought Nidge was very good.
Elmo is from
Nidge, and that's why
Nidge sticks on. Like, he has to put that accent on, but Fran doesn't seem. I don't know with Fran.
He sounds like he's a pure dub. I know he's a brilliant actor. It was just sometimes it was nearly, I don't know, I just, it was too, I liked Elmo, was so believable.
Which one is Elmo?
The one they were saying was a rat. He lived with his dad, but he's from Sheriff Street.
Yeah, and
it's been a good few years now since I watched
it. Love Hate is the best show that ever came out of Ireland.
Brilliant.
Well, it was unreal.
And Fada Ted.
two very different shows.
Well, Father Ted, I think, will be the best comedy to ever.
What about fucking Naked Camera?
That was great.
Naked Camera was dead. That was PJ,
Gallagher.
He's a funny cunt, he is.
Mm.
That's going back.
I was only listening to him on Talk Bollocks a while ago.
He's dressed as the owl and he's like, come here, you don't fancy a ride? Just a little ride around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
What's your one? Mrs. Brown's Boys, don't like her either.
I thought it was good. It got a bit repetitive, I thought. The same shit, but I still think it's good.
Yeah.
Love, hey, what do you think of Kane?
It's all right, it is. I'm going to keep watching it.
It gets better.
Because I said I only watched the first seven episodes. The first seven episodes in Love, Hey, I thought were better than the first seven. So
Love Hate was straight into it. What people like all that. Mm. Like, they do like the gangster stuff and the lifestyle and everything.
Yeah. I remember them being a typical dub or Irishman, whatever, and turning on, probably a Dublin thing, turning on Love Hate and saying, that's cringy. That's cringy there, Bladen. But I've watched Love Hate about five times, so I think it's a deadly show. Mm.
It's a very good story as well. It's good, even from the police side and everything, the way they do it.
Danielle has watched more Kin than I have. Because we only started watching last Sunday and then I was falling asleep when
end of season two, they all die. No, I'm only messing.
But I was saying, like, the actors, they're not the best. But she's like, maybe you're just saying that because you're Irish and you just know Irish people. But she thinks they're actually good actors.
Yeah, I don't think they're bad either. One of the brothers is actually an Englishman. I think he's an English fella. The kind of skinheaded fella. Not Bladen Viking. The other one. He's English.
Can't think of it now.
He's the hitman. What's his Bladen nickname? He has a nickname. The magician. Sure. They call him the magician.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, the fella that got out of jail.
I think he's English.
Right.
Yeah.
Now he sounds very Irish, I have to say.
Yeah.
But he's too soft looking and sounds too soft for the character that he is.
The production company went bust, so they don't know if they're doing a tour season.
Oh, really? Yeah, right. Yeah.
I tell you what, there's not making anymore. Good movies. Good movies are gone.
Mm. Mm.
There's no such thing as like a classic comedy anymore.
Did you watch Bill Burr's Old Dads?
No.
I like it. I like Bill Burr, but it's him basically venting. It's basically him being himself in that show, but he's just having a go at like all the new generation and people being politically correct and stuff. I thought it was very funny. Maybe I was drunk watching it or something. But
that's just a comedy show. It's a movie.
Bill Burr. It's called Old Dads. Him and his mates. They're old school dads. Coming across the new way of life, and they're just not having it. Like,
yeah, I did watch it. Yeah, it is good. Yeah,
I thought that was funny. But yeah, you're probably right, Joe. No, you're probably right about the new movies. There's not a lot of them coming out. It's probably because of Netflix. They're just fucking conveyor belt banging them out. Like.
People are like, what we chat about loads of times. Oh,
McGregor's movie's coming out next week.
Is it?
I'm going to the pictures to watch that.
Are you? Oh, you won't.
Just something to do, you know.
Looks like Bob Marley's new movie. I'm going to watch that soon.
It's people like documentaries. People like real life stuff now.
The real shit.
Yeah. podcasts and all our podcasts are taking over. Yes, nobody listens to the radio anymore.
Go on.
Go on the podcast.
Stickers popping up all over period.
And can we please get the person that's putting up the stickers in all the pubs, please get
we'll
in contact.
You on
get them to put up more.
please get in contact with us and thank you.
And if anybody sees them around, tag the Instagram page.
Yeah, take a picture on that.
Let me just give a quick mention to Aoife Farrell, a mortgage broker last week, who reached out to the page and heard she's doing good stuff for people in Perth.
She's Irish, obviously.
Yeah.
Aoife. Yeah.
This isn't a paid partnership.
No, we're refusing all this
sponsorship.
We're refusing.
Let's chat about it then. Yeah.
What do you think about sponsorship? We've had a few offers. We've had about 5 offers of sponsorship since we started, and we don't know what type of money is on the table, or if we're getting like merchandise or that. And like, well, what do you think about it? First of all, I'd say,
well, I do this more just to be here, just have the buzz with you boys, just to see us, because I don't get to see us otherwise. You know that way.
I know.
So I don't care about all that.
I'm just saying. Again, look at last week. I don't think we are organised enough yet to be consistent enough to have a day every week that we do a podcast. We'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
This is brilliant that we have our own. We make it up as we go along, and we couldn't.
Sponsors come in, then they say, right, you have to do a show every single week, and you have to say your name.
They do that, don't they?
We love the freedom that we can say what we want. We promote people. If they want to shout, we'll mention them. We don't want that inferred. It's in us. Like, it's a goodness in us that, we'll give you a shout out. Hope it helps. Hope you get a few followers. Hope you get a bit of business.
Mm.
But we're not obliged to do it. We're not contracted to do it. And it's...
I think you're right. The main thing is we're not organised. We are winging this since the day one.
Yeah.
Apart from Gotti's fucking studio.
But that's the best part. Like, that's, we turn up, we decide a time, we're not there, no one gets fined. We don't get, our boys, the sponsors are onto us today. Can you send an email back to them? Or listen, you're going to have to get money off them. Money is the root of all evil at the end of the day. This is a private thing that
we have a lot of people texting us privately, asking us, can we mention their name or promote this or promote that?
But that's no problem.
I don't mind that.
It's no problem.
For a fee.
Like, I had someone, don't know who she was, message me on Facebook saying, look, I have this girl coming over from Ireland. She's going to be doing a tour of Australia. Can you please promote her? She didn't offer anything. She didn't.
Yeah.
But like, we don't have time to talk about shit like that. We want to discuss our own stories.
But that's what,
do you know what I mean?
What this podcast started off as... It was to help men, basically. It was for lads to get together again, because the older you get, you drift away from friendships and all. People get into relationships. You don't see your pals as much anymore. And the only place you could see them was going for a pint and alcohol. And this was like encouraging people to catch up more again. And that was the idea. It was never about money. It was never about, I'm going to retire on my job, because we all know this isn't going to pay the bills.
No, it's definitely not, especially when I'm not showing up. But I have had the main thing that people, I think we knew as well, there was a niche, because there's nothing like this in Australia, really. I know there's a couple of girls over the East Coast that do their thing, but the name is, what we are is in the name, the Irish Imperative Podcast, the Irish Imperative Podcast. But the main thing that we hear off people is mainly we have the crack, but we aren't afraid to lean into awkward conversations. You know, we've seen that with Joe's episode and Gary's episode and Dottie talking about his daughter and stuff. Like, so I think there is a bit of like, it's an admirable, I don't know if that's the right word, but I think there's a bit to it there. These lads are fucking having honest conversations as well as being silly and talking about fucking...
Big flutes and all.
Big dicks.
Exactly. Imagine Gary's episode, right? And Gary's in the thick of it talking, and next minute, this advertisement is brought to you by Kellogg's. Like, and it just kills the mood. People are like, oh, so that's why you're here.
Telling your story.
You're telling your story because there's an avenue of cash for you. And it's like, no, we just wanted to chat. He wanted to tell a story. It got such a reaction. It got everything that we hoped it would get. Not hoped, but people reached out to him, people going through similar stories, and it's like, that's what it's about.
Right, so I don't know where you need to be earning, to quit your job and earn money from a podcast. Obviously, mini sponsorships isn't going to do
well
it
for four of us. The sponsors want to be paying us 10 grand a week to cover all
our
bills.
yeah, that's true. But just say it was 10 grand a week and you had, I'm just going to make shit up here, 1 million listens. Imagine we got to a point where you had 1 million listens. Would you then say, boys, there's fucking serious money on the table here. Can we not commit to this for once a week?
Oh, definitely,
I'm not saying something like like selling bleeding mental health around, like just something like Manscaped or fucking like Armour, fucking Under Armour or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking here, do that and promote.
I think it'd have to be worth. It'd have to be like. It'd have to change your life if you're going to do this full time.
We end up becoming fucking TV presenters and all.
But to be honest, this won't be worth. This won't be
you're
worth.
Not wearing Skechers on telly.
if we turned into like a side to a radio show, because that's what we would be. Oh, wait, we'll be back in a minute after this break, and then a load of advertisements, and then we're back, and people will be sick of it.
Well, we just said there we pay $16 a month to skip ads on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I listen to podcasts, and like you just said, Joe, they're 15 minutes in. And they're like, this podcast is... And it gets real monotone. That level of energy drops. You can tell it's pre-recorded. Like, this podcast is...
Sometimes, right? Sometimes in the mornings when I'm going to work, I listen to the radio just to listen to the ads, just to see how bad is it. And it's the same That's every bad, morning. It? They'll talk about the dentist. They'll talk about aircon units, sell cars. Like, they're hitting you at 6 o'clock in the morning with... So everything.
Does it work, boys?
I think it does, yeah. Over time.
I know it's been on for decades.
Yeah, but the likes of the... I listen to the diary of the CEO a lot. Every fucking... Whenever
he's
I knew
on the
it.
Den now, Dragon's Den.
Is he, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
But that guy takes every supplement. Like, he wears everything. He does use every app. It's all because he's so much sponsors. And it's just funny that now that I think about the amount of like stuff that he has to do he's killing it. He is.
Well, he's killing it.
Huh?
He's killing it.
You're going to get the.
He's coming 1%. That's a great idea.
imagine he came on. But you don't mind if I bring all these sponsors?
Imagine us getting him on. Because he gets people on his all the time. Why not ask him to
Do
come
you know
on?
What's irritating, right? Here's the kicker for me. They get sponsors.
Get onto that.
These people get their sponsorship and then they oversell the life out. Oh, I love this training gear.
Yeah.
This is the tightest top I've ever had. These are the best socks. And you're like... You've been sent a script to do that. Like you're a fraud.
I like the idea of being sent, like just say, for example, we got sent clobber and then just saying, yeah, just promote us whatever way you want. We were like, boys, fucking Lacoste are out there sending us this t-shirt for free and they want us to talk about it. My cunts, fucking fair play. But would that work or would they be like, no, that's not
No, they're going to want to tell you all the stores
how good
get
that
it,
shit is.
Where you can get it, where you can get it.
That little tiny crocodile is worth so much money.
No.
But you know little what? I'm not lying to you, mate. Oh, you have this t-shirt about 8 years.
Yeah, that's it. What you pay for it.
Like seeing a memory on my Snapchat there the other day. It was funny because I actually put a photo
up. That's the way the Skechers last. Skechers last, boys. I'm telling you, they last years. I've had like 3 pairs or 4 pairs of Skechers in the last 15 years. I went to New York when I was 21, got my first pair. And I've always had a pair of Skechers, but the last
that's
years
why you're
they
a
do.
That's 11. That's 11 times you've mentioned Skechers today.
Flip flop Skechers a lot.
I put up a picture there the other day of Hoyt meeting Heidi, and I had my grey Ralph Lauren t-shirt on. And then I was going through my memories, and it was actually the same day 3 years ago, a few days after she was born. She's in my arms, and I had that t-shirt on, and I'm like, they do last. Like you buy t-shirts out of bleeding pennies or Kmart and all that. They don't.
No.
They go out of shape. They lose their shit. Like. So yeah, there is. I think there is. If Lacoste want to sponsor us, like you have good gear.
Me and Dottie were chatting there beforehand before you got here. Someone put up an Irish Round Perth the group last week about doing a speed dating thing that we thought was very. I think that would be up our avenue in terms of hosting that. If that it was like a blind date type. Event.
Did they mention us now?
I don't know. No, it's not got to. No one got to do
with us. Commentating like a fucking. That's where I think.
If we were to do a live event, that's where I think something like that. That'd be, that the show carries us nearly. We don't need to be. You just need to kind of coordinate. Maybe Dottie on the decks or something, and you have a couple of single girls, a couple of single lads, like a Cilla Black type thing.
Us giving them the pre-interview
and have you on one side, have me on the other side. Maybe have Gary hosting or. No, Gary's going to want to host, and then Dottie in the mix doing the music, and that you could make something like that work as an event if you were doing events like that type of avenue. But it's not really like going back to sponsorship or anything. It's just something that.
But that's you're paying money for something. I don't know. I like the idea of a live podcast, but I just don't know what we have to offer.
I think
us sitting there chatting for an hour is not entertaining.
Like what we're talking about now.
This is a drive to work for people. They don't need to look at us. They don't need to bleed sit around us. They just listen.
You have to be comics.
Their gobshites, you know what I mean?
And four of us and a guest is too many people. Like, if we were to sit on a stage, four of us, and just say a celebrity or something, yeah. like, or someone interesting yeah, yeah. was sitting there in the middle of us, four of us is too much because we'd be all trying to snipe, trying to get a question in. It'd be two and a guest would be perfect. But so two of us have to get cut.
Yeah. So it's whoever done the most episodes.
Yes. High fives.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea, and then that that self doubt would come in, and then you're like, geez, would people come and see us? Probably fucking not. Like,
yeah, but it's not. That's what I mean about the event. People will come to the event. We're just part of it at the minute. Like, people would love. People, I'd go to a night like that if there was a singles night.
I think people would go to support us if we were doing our best. And people that there is regular listens to this, so I do think people would be like, yeah, I'll go and give the lads a fucking dig out.
You could imagine, right, if you had three girls, right, one from Carlow, Leitrim, and Donegal, and then a dub.
Where's Leitrim?
A dub, a Longford fella, and someone else, and a Cork boy. Just all the different dynamic, the accents and everything cutting across, and ask the girls questions, ask the lads questions, and then bring them out and see the reaction.
It'd
yeah,
be
just
bad when the dub lays with three weeks. That wouldn't be nice.
In his Dublin jersey.
Yeah, look, it's filled for thought, isn't it? Like,
that's the event. So that's the manager side. We're looking for things at the minute. We're looking for someone to take over us and
throw your opinions at us.
Yeah. Yeah, even that, yeah. We need send to, us some ideas. Like, yeah,
we need to be a bit more active, though, on the page in terms of just little skits and funny videos. Now we need to get back up because we've gone a bit slack on that.
Yeah, I'd be keen for that. I'd be keen to start making a few little silly skits. I think that if you got the ball rolling, if you sat there and think for a while and you were brainstorming, I think bouncing off each other, you'd come up with some good ideas between the four of us. Oh, yeah, and then you could maybe do that. And then you'd be like, yeah, I think that would be hilarious. I do think, and I know I said a few weeks ago that, and Gary said to me, do you want it to go big? I'd love this podcast to be big. I'd love this to have a million listens every week. Not for fame or money or anything, because what else are you doing it for? I'd love a million people to listen to Gary's story, because how inspiring it is. Your story, Joe. My mate told me last week that he was listening. He's only over here and he's only started listening. And his board was crying listening to your episode, and they were on a drive over East Coast, and they had to turn her off because she couldn't listen to her. She's had a couple of friends that she's lost, and she just couldn't listen to her. And like, that's what it's all about, I think. it's a range of emotions.
I know, you can come in here and have the crack,
but then if you look back, you say, well, Joe also fucking poured his heart out there one of the days.
I get that as well, that people don't want to listen to mine or Gary's. I get that, 100% get that. It's like, if they've a family member or that.
I have some people that listen to some of them, but they're not interested in listening to the mental health ones.
Yeah.
I'm not really mad about listening to mental health episodes and other podcasts.
Neither am I, but we have had a few guests on and we're happy to have conversations, but I don't think we're here preaching mental health, like, fucking do this and do that.
Myself and Gary had was a story. That was it. It wasn't like, oh, boys, I've been through it. What have you been through? Just loads. Like, we actually talked about what we were going, like, what happened.
And before we started episode one, we had said, well, Joe, you can tell your story. Gary, you can tell yours. And that just opens the door for guests to come in and say, well, if these boys are being real and raw, well, I can do it as well, you know. And I think, I thought it was brilliant. But the mental health, that just comes down to the guest, don't you? And who are willing to come on and talk. You know,
it's all some people love when it's just the four of us chatting, having a laugh, like slagging and all. Then some people just love trauma.
Yeah.
People love talking about good feeling and like being able to relate to someone else that's been through something, and it's relieving. Yeah. And people love, and it's just a variety, and that's why we try to keep it like a guest, maybe a couple episodes with us and then back to another guest and all, just for us as well, because we're going to run out of things to talk about.
Well, I think we flipped it. The last fucking 4 or 5 months, we flipped it around, because when we started, we were like, right, we need a guest every week. We need a guest. And then we do us every 4th episode. But now I think we feel we're so comfortable that we're just like,
think we'd run out of stuff to talk about.
I don't think we would either. I've loads of keynotes to be found.
One more before we leave the show. I wanted to talk about is fucking, it drives me mad. Every carton of eggs I get lately, the eggs are stuck to the carton.
Yeah.
And you try to pull it out and it breaks in there. Does not, they're not happy. Yeah, that happened to me recently. Mad. It's just, I'm sick of it. And whatever they're doing out on the egg farms, like, you need to fucking... All them farmers, they need to fucking start thinking what they're doing with these eggs. Stop putting, it's like they're putting glue on the bottom of the eggs and then Dota, stick to the carton.
Dota, you need to make an egg box that comes up with the hinges. You got a bit of feedback last week saying that toilet seat was already built.
Paddy Dunn says, I think Paddy someone Villa. Already beat you to it. But it wasn't. That was the fucking Villa, that was the lid that was going up. It wasn't the actual seat you sit on. There's still, I looked it up. I found one of them on YouTube. You have to fucking press a pedal on the ground with your foot to lift the fucking thing.
That's better though. It's better than having to touch a blade and dirty toilet.
Yeah, but the blade and big cord gone up the wall and everything, it was fucking monstrosity.
You need to know what you need to do for the podcast. You need to draw out exactly what was in your mind about what way it should
function.
Retractable
hinges.
Right. You need to draw it up and so we can post it so someone doesn't steal.
Yeah, we need an elevation plan and a floor plan.
Yeah, well, I will do it.
And a structural plan. I know we spoke about it last week, but boys, the anonymous posts. People are going mad on the blade thing. Why are people posting anonymously?
You know what does me head in? I'm on the Guinness community page, right? It's a world thing. There's about, I don't know, 50,000 people or something.
Yeah.
And then, did I talk about this, the new thing everyone is doing on the Guinness community page? It's boards putting a pint or a cannon, mostly a pint of Guinness, but their tits behind it. Like them pulling their thing down, no nipple showing or anything. It's fucking, you want to go onto it, it's every picture now that's going up is a board with their tits out. But it's driving me mad because most of them are all anonymous fucking anonymous posters.
But yeah, and you know what I was thinking about with the anonymous thing, because I remember there was a post there 2 months ago or something, and there was someone saying, feeling a bit lonely over here, and fucking, I'm a bit lost and blah, blah, blah. I think we actually got, the podcast actually got recommended on this post. But I understand that type of posting, not broadcasting your name. You might be a bit shy, a bit embarrassed about it, but people are looking for like place to stay and all, and they're posting anonymously. Why would you let a fucking stranger say, come and stay in my house?
Yeah. Just showing the lads here the pictures of his. Go on to the Guinness community page.
I don't know where. That's
what all the boards are doing. Look, it's a new thing.
Start arse.
Look at this one. That's what they're doing now. But I'm going to start a new one.
Dottie.
You know where I'm going to start? I'll leave it to your imagination.
Stick it in the Skechers.
Am I imagining
this fella?
are women drinking more Guinness these days? You see women drink Guinness these days? It is like a bit of a movement.
Yeah.
Seen about the rugby and all last week.
It's all the talking I've been doing about it.
How do you feel about women drinking our point glasses?
Now we're being a bit sexist.
No.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying, how do you feel about it?
Like, do you know what's funny?
Let them put them out around that.
But does it not just look, it just looks unusual.
It's bad if the fella's drinking a Blue Wicket or something and she's swamping a big Guinness. She's like...
I think it's good seeing a board drink the point of Guinness.
I think a Guinness is always associated with a hard working man.
Yeah.
Like that type of just, and a smaller bottle is associated with, and not necessarily because they're smaller, but just because that's the
I think it is because they're smaller.
Yeah, it is. Like it's,
they just look, it just looks a bit unusual when they're drinking out of a pint. You know, they're sitting there with that fella, and the fella's a big bleeding me head, and the two of them have points. It's like,
but you never see, like, just say a good looking girl walks into a bar and says, just get 2 Guinness, please. Yeah, she's never just going to sit, that was lovely. Like, she's going to get like a vodka or something. And it's just,
yeah,
like,
I don't know. And I don't look at them and say, look at that bleeding butch thing over there drinking. I just think, I don't know, it just looks a bit like peculiar.
Imagine us walking into a bar on a Friday, mate, give us 2 Appletinis. Like, you're just...
You do feel a bit feminine when you're drinking cocktails out in a bar, though.
Wait, out of your straw as well.
When you're drinking out of a little fancy glass.
It does, it makes you feel like more of a... thinking about this the other day, do you know what's a great feeling? When you get to Australia first, and you earn your first few quid, and you're able to go out, and you're able to buy a round for a couple of lads. And you're able to get around, bring your points back, and you're there. I've made it.
That round just cost me 78.
I'm broke now. I am.
Buys them off.
It's a good feel when you're able to buy a round, like for seven, eight lads, or whatever.
And it's not hitting you. Like, get in there first before, because that round, just so you know, this is for any young lads coming over. Get in there first because that round's going to increase.
Yeah, it'll end up being vodka Red Bull.
I hate being that person who bought the last round and then everybody scatters and then you don't get it back then.
Do you know what? Yeah, McGill. Do you know what I noticed in walk the other day? I was thinking, do you know what lads are definitely better than boards at? And they can say what they want. We're better at catching stuff. You know, when you're on site and you're on two yeah, stories yeah. up, throw us down that hammer there, throw us down. No matter what it is, a lad will catch it, or they'll try catch it, yeah. but he'll nearly always catch it. We'd be throwing tools around the site there, and I'm like, you just wouldn't see a board catch.
What's the most common tool thrown on? Measuring tape, isn't
measuring
it?
Measuring tape, yeah.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
You fling her up
but then,
the
like,
air,
I got a recip saw thrown down to me from the top of a blade and 3 meter wall there. You were like, yeah, do you fancy catch? Yeah, yeah, go ready.
Three meter wall is nothing.
But it's fucking high to catch a recip saw, yeah. You know what I mean?
If you throw a good.
And if you drop it. Yeah, I just don't think girls have that catching ability.
It's annoying if you have your belt on and someone doesn't have their belt, but it's there and they don't wear it. And yeah. they're constantly, I just give it your, no.
They're constantly fucking put it on. Picking shit off the ground.
That's all Tyler ever says. Put your nail bag on. But yeah, that's my little sexist remark for this week. I think lads are better than women at catching stuff. Catching STDs. So how are we going now, boys?
That's the longest episode we've ever done now. That we're in over an hour and a half there now.
Fuck off, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, 95 minutes.
Are we wrapping it up then?
Jesus, wrap it up with the sexist remarks. Right.
Good catch up, boys.
Episode 33, done. Yup.